Welcome to our third SSE Student Lighthouse podcast. We are going to be interviewing today our principal, Mrs. Bloomfield, and our assistant principal, Mr. Drinkwater. Colton, a student on our podcast action team, is going to conduct the interview. I so look forward to hearing their interview. Stay tuned and you'll be hearing it. Then, students will tell you about what is a WIG, a wildly important goal. I hope you enjoy our podcast number 3.
Hi, I'm Colton, a part of the Student Lighthouse team. And today I'm interviewing our principal, Mrs. Bloomfield. Do you have goals? And what goals do you have?
I do. Thanks for having me, Colton, today on the podcast. I do have goals. One of the goals that is really important to me that I'm really working towards is someday I would really like to work at Sea Turtle Inc., which is in South Padre Island, Texas, as an educator, educating the community about turtles and how important they are to our ecosystems.
Why do we have goals?
So here at Sycamore, it's really important that students are setting goals. We have goals so that we know what we're working towards, and we also have checkpoints along the way so that we know how close we're getting to our goal. And then we kind of feel that sense of accomplishment when we do reach those goals.
Why do students have goals?
So again, at Sycamore, students have goals because we really want them to have an understanding of their learning and where they're going. It helps for them to become owners of their learning. And that means that they're aware of their progress towards that goal and when they reach it as well. And then it also is helpful for our teachers or even coaches or parents to be able to provide feedback to students on how they're doing with reaching their goals and when they've accomplished those goals. And then it's always awesome at the end when we have accomplished our goal to be able to celebrate that, because it's a big accomplishment for anyone to reach a goal that they've set for themselves.
Mm-hmm. My personal goal is to get better at basketball, like dribbling, shooting 2 times a week for 20 minutes.
That's awesome. So are you working on that goal at home?
Yes.
Awesome. And what are you going to do to celebrate when you reach that goal?
I don't know.
Maybe show off to your friends and neighbors your new skills. I think that would be incredible.
Thank you.
Thank you, Colton, for having me on today. I really appreciated talking with you.
You too. Today, I'm interviewing our assistant principal, Mr. Drinkwater, and I have some questions for him about goal setting. Do you have goals?
Yeah, thank you for interviewing me, Colton. I appreciate you sitting down with me. I do have goals. I think it's really important that everybody set goals in their life, both professional or academic and personal goals.
Why do we have goals?
I think goals are really good to set because it kind of focuses us on what we want to do, right? So if we set a goal, then we can take the proper steps to get there, and we're thinking about where we want to be in the future, right? So if we set those goals, it kind of gives us direction for our work or for our school or for our life.
What is your dream goal?
My dream goal, personally or professionally, or both?
Both.
My personal goal is to be a really good dad. I have 2 little boys, and so I set goals all the time about being a good dad, and that could be, you know, like we want our goals to be specific, right? So maybe 1 month I'm really focused on spending a lot of time with them. So I want to get home by 4:30 and spend at least 2 hours playing with my boys, something like that. Professionally, my goal is just to do a really good job at the school and try and help as many kids as possible. So it can look different at different times, but and those are my goals that are always there.
Yeah. What goals do you have?
We talked a little bit about that, right? So really the reason I'm in education is because I like to help kids. And so it can depend. Every kid is different and they have different needs, but my overall goal is to help kids.
What is your goal that you want to accomplish the most?
As a dad, I think my number one goal, I don't think I know, my number one goal in life is to be a good dad. And so that's really important to me.
Mm-hmm. My personal goal is to help others, like holding the door at recess and lunch for other people.
That's a great goal. Helping people is always good. So our goals are kind of similar, right? You want to help people and I want to help people.
Here at Sycamore Springs Elementary School, we are a lighthouse school. And part of being a lighthouse school is that we all have to do the students' WIGs. A WIG stands for a wildly important goal. I have the Student Lighthouse Committee here with me, and they're going to tell you more about what does it mean to have a wildly important goal. They're going to tell you about how to make goals, why we make goals, and what are the goals that we make at our school, Sycamore Springs Elementary School. I hope you enjoy listening to our Student Lighthouse team.
Hi, my name is Hugo. I'll be talking about why we make goals. Because a lot of people want to learn something or ace a test, maybe provide guidance and direction, or facilitate planning and motivate and inspire. Maybe to organize and evaluate progress. Also to equip students with the skills needed to lead their own learning. When we make goals, we can improve our mental health, increase our personal success, and gives you a sense of purpose.
Hi, my name is Kylie, and I'm going to talk about what WIG stands for. WIG stands for Wildly Important Goals. We make goals because we have decided to accomplish something, so we develop a plan and achieve our goal. With goal setting, we go through a set of steps called SMART. The S stands for your goal must be specific. The N stands for your goal should be measurable. And the A stands for our goal must be achievable. The R stands for your goal should be realistic. And finally, the T stands for your goal should be
timely. Now, Kylie's going to teach you about what are some SMART goals and what is not a SMART goal. Tell us about that.
One not SMART goal is I'm going to eat healthier. A SMART goal is every day for 1 month, I'm going to eat a piece of fruit at lunchtime. A not SMART goal is I want to make a soccer team. A SMART goal is I will practice my drills every day for 20 minutes so I feel prepared for tryouts.
Academic goals are different depending on your grade.
In first grade, we are learning to read.
In fifth grade, we are working on telling themes and reading nonfiction books.
This year, our academic goal is reading.
Grades have different WIGs to accomplish reading goals. Each grade has a different reading goal tracking system. Fifth grade has a race track.
Fourth grade.
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
Through.
Second grade. Reading goals. First grade.
Read.
A certain
minutes
per day.
Second grade, work on sight words. In third grade, read aloud to build fluency.
Behavior is something you work on at home or school. Maybe you want to say good morning to your friends and family every morning. Behavior goals go along with our SSE more and how you treat other people. Your behavior goal might focus on one behavior you want to improve. Some examples might be showing kindness to everyone, helping others, owning actions, respecting differences, or listening to others' ideas. Behavior goals help me become a better person.
Goals, specifically personal goals. I have personal goals and goals. I want to be better at football. And what is the difference between personal goals and other goals? Personal goals could be any goal that you do in your everyday life. So, like, I can learn, like, a different language, such as Spanish. Personal goals go beyond school. These are some things that you are passionate about or what want to learn more about. Some examples: to learn to play a song on the piano, complete a physical fitness challenge in a sport you play, build or make something.
How do we make a goal?
Think of what you want to accomplish for your week.
How do we make a goal?
We think of a task we want to complete, our improve or accomplish.
You make an action plan and follow that until your goal is complete. Now you will learn more about your action plan.
An action plan is something that you are trying to accomplish. It is the plan or steps to achieve your goal. Here are some suggestions. Create SMART goals. Write your goals down. Create an action plan / steps you need to do. Take action. Basically, keep a scoreboard to track your progress. Reevaluate and assess your progress by talking with an accountability buddy. Then celebrate your achievement, your victory.
Hi, my name is Ethan, and I'm speaking for Kate. Create a timeline for goal to goal. Write your goals down on a chart so you know what you've done over times. My action plan has my goal and two strategies or steps to achieve my goal. My goal always begins with the end in mind.
A dream goal is a goal that you want to do in the future, like you want to go in Paris when you're 21. It is a dream that you want to do in the future.